We now join the Phil Hendry Show in progress.
David G. Hall with us. How you doing, David?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing very good. I'm calling to talk about, what is it called, the Badoo?
I told him.
David, we talked to Phil. We thought, I didn't know you were calling about the Badoo. What is it?
You know, the Badoo.
Oh, okay. Well, what happened here? We talked to David about the Badoo. Phil, we thought it was important to intercede or something.
They're telling me that you got this woman on the air, Bobby Dooley, I understand, but she's claiming some special Badoo. I got this guy Elcott calling me. There's a lot of people that are calling me.
What is Elcott? You mean Bugs Wilcott?
Who?
Bugs Wilcott. That's what he's called now.
Oh, come on, will you, Phil?
Hey, I don't know. These are people that are regulars on the show. And get him.
Get Bugs.
He's going to get Bugs Wilcott.
He's going to get Bugs Wilcott. Who? Okay. All I know is that I got people calling me up and saying that the Badoo has, you know, was on and they missed it. And could I give a regular slot for the Badoo?
Could you give a regular slot for the Badoo?
Yeah. Was there a problem with that?
Okay. Bud?
Yeah, I got...
This is Overlord Bugs. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm very good. And David, how are you?
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Well, I'm Overlord Bugs Wilcott.
He was at one time known, and I think I can say this, Overlord Wilcott.
Because you are not Elcotta, you are pronounced, yes.
What is that?
That means I'm allowed?
Yes.
He used to be Dr. Ed Elcott.
He used to? This is the guy that we give airtime to in the weekends?
Yeah.
What can we do for you, Mr. Is it Elbot? What is it, Mr. Robot?
The name is Bugs Wilcott.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilcott.
It is Overlord Bugs Wilcott.
I'm sorry, Overlord Wilcott.
The Badoo, I would rather, what I'm doing is I'm lobbying that you do not, I underline the words, you do not allow the Badoo any kind of what we call in Elcott the next step, any kind of gratuity or gratuity. That is to give a false premise to the load on high. And I don't speak this language, sir.
If I may, Overlord Wilcott.
Go ahead.
I think he's saying don't give a slot to the Badoo because she's full of crap.
Oh, I see. So, first of all, I'm not considering giving a slot to the Badoo. I knew that we had you, Mr. Bug Cotter.
My name is Bugs Bunny. It's not Bugs Bunny.
You called yourself Bugs Bunny, sir.
I know. My name is Bugs Wilcott, Overlord Bugs Wilcott.
Okay. Are you in favor of, or are you not in favor of, giving this woman the Badoo?
No, I'm completely against it.
Let me intercede, if I could, gentlemen, jump in the middle of this.
Did you just call me Jimmy, Mom?
No, I did not. I called you gentleman.
Okay. Go ahead, Phil.
What I want to say is the following. I want to say that, first of all, Bobby Dooley, the Badoo, this is something that she's called at her homeowners association.
I'm getting phone calls. They're coming off the hook. Hey, what about giving the Badoo a slot? We want to hear more from the Badoo, you know?
Are these all different people or are they the same person calling?
All I know is I've got a lot of messages.
If I may, it's very possible that some of the one or two homeowners from this place are calling up and insisting you put this Badoo. Boy, I'll tell you, it really hurts. It hurts bad.
Well, sir, we do not. We're not trying to downgrade your slot at all.
Phil, you understand.
I understand. Yes. First of all, let me say this, David. We have one new age spiritual show on the Phil Hendry platform. That is Elcott, the Next Step, hosted by Overlord Bugs Wilcott, and he's been with us now for a number of years. I don't know that we need another one.
Okay, but they're driving me nuts. I got people calling me morning, noon, and night. Morning, noon, and night. Will you do? What about the Badoo? Hey, the Badoo. I go, and I said to one guy, I said, excuse my language, Margaret, what the fuck are you talking about?
Hold on now, we're taping.
Okay, but...
David, I know your frustration, and I want to just echo what Phil said. How do you know this is a group of homeowners?
I don't. All I know is I have... Do you have... Bud, you got the tape, right?
Yeah, this is one of the phone calls for the Badoo. Hello?
Yeah, listen, I understand that Mr. Hendry has a like a platform or something like that?
Yes, sir, he has a website.
I would like to recommend what he do to Badoo, you know? Put the Badoo on.
Well, I don't understand what he's saying.
Just listen to what I said. So that was one of them there.
That's the phoniest thing I ever heard in my life.
That sounded phony baloney. Phony baloney. Whether it's phony or not, that's an example of what some of these creeps have. So I'm asking you, Phil, that I think we need to roll back the whole New Age spiritual thing.
Wait. This isn't Bugs Wilcott, this Overlord Wilcott's fault.
What is this again? I'm Overlord Bugs. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. You're Overlord Bugs
Wilcott.
Bugs Wilcott. And I know you've been on the Phil Henry Show for a number of years. Now we got the Badoo. And I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going to hurt somebody.
David, that is ridiculous.
All right, but I'm just telling you that if I have to keep listening to these phone calls...
I think it's one person. I think it's probably one or two people or three people that Bobby Dooley herself is putting up to it, insisting that you put a show on featuring the Badoo.
Yeah, they want to have... The suggested name is 1 week in the life of the Badoo. And they want it to be weekly. And the Badoo, this Dooley woman, I guess, comes on and talks about... I wrote it down here. Sally, where is it?
Right there.
It says here, I come on once a week and I list off the people that show due respect and regard for the high rear end, the ass that show due respect and regard for the high rear end, that is the ass, what is mine. This woman know grammar or anything?
Who wrote that?
Godfield.
Who wrote that?
Bobby Dooley did.
What else?
Then she said, we keep track of people that pay due respect and regard to the high rear end. The high rear end.
And you want to put that on?
No, I don't want to put it on, Phil.
Damn, so you went, no.
I know what I did. No, I don't. But if enough people want it on, and we got enough subscription money out of it, why wouldn't I?
All right. Why don't we put it up for a vote?
Put it up for a vote?
Oh, Phil, that's the stupidest idea. All right. I've been sitting listening to this patiently. Listening to this patiently and listening to this patiently.
You're sitting listening to it patiently.
That's what I'm going to kick somebody's ass.
Wait.
I think you're going to put this up for a vote? This Dooley woman is about 3 clams shy of oysters on the half shell.
What does that mean?
What do you mean oysters on the half shell? The woman is nuts. The woman's not there. She isn't really there. You can see her, but she's not really there.
Mentally.
Yes. And I think, Phil, I'm just going to tell you right now, putting her on weekly with, what is it called, Phil? 1 week in the life of the, what is it called? You're the one that told me, David.
You just called me Charles de Gaulle.
No, I didn't.
Well, you said, what is it, Gaulle?
What is the show called?
She wants to call it 1 week in the life of the Badoo. And a listing of all the people that showed due respect that King Kong, here it is right here. Who bowed their head at the high ass, I don't know, is that what that is?
Essentially, yes.
Okay, who gave due respect at King Kong Boulevard? That's hour one. Then
who gave due respect at King Kong Boulevard?
I don't know what it means.
Yeah, it's talking about the people who bowed and bowed to the high rear end.
What the hell is this, Phil? Okay.
All right, if you want to put it on the air, you be my guest.
All right, but I'm not gonna turn away from advertising money. But by the same token, this sounds really weird. I'm a Christian, okay? A Christian, and I will not have this on my everlasting soul.
David, it's a bunch of hokum. It's a bunch of screwy, goofy stuff. The woman wants people worshiping her ass, not even worshiping her ass. She wants people simply acknowledging, like bowing their head and...
Bowing their head at what?
At her ass.
When they drive by her ass.
Yeah, they just go, yeah.
Oh, you guys are...
Phil's putting it stupidly, but that's essentially it.
Well, I'll just sign off with this. This is Overlord Bugs Wilcott. We have a long-standing relationship with the Phil Henry Show, and if you put on this, what I call a clown act, what we call an Elcott the Next Step, a clown act not from this earth, but that orbits, and that's what we call this Badoo, whatever you want to call that, then I feel it's a great insult to Elcott.
Yeah!
The Next Step. Now, get rid of this guy, will you? Wait a minute, my name is Ed.
He said his name is Ed Elcott.
Anyway, what I'm saying to you, Phil, is if you don't want the Badoo...
Can we get Ms. Dooley?
Yes, Jesus.
2 nights in a row with this woman.
All right, well, I want to talk to her if you can.
Yeah, Bobby Dooley.
Bobby, what is the name of the show that you want to do?
Hi, Phil. Is this Mr. Hall?
Yes, it's David Hall.
Okay, great. We want to do 1 week
in the life, and then Steve rings a, you, he rings a gong.
I'll just do the belly.
1 week in the life
gong
of the Badoo. And in it,
you're ringing a real gong.
Yeah, I'll be in the background.
Steve will be in the background ringing the gong. And I talk about Bob and Susan Clements paid all due respect
gong
to the Badoo and the high rear end. Steve and Betty Fordmer paid all due respect
gong
to the high to the Badoo and the high rear end. Okay, so we list off people like that. Then I tell people where the high rear end's going to be. Where the high rear end's going to be.
Maybe where they can see my wife's ass.
Don't ever say that. Don't ever call it my ass.
Sorry.
Then I'll say, this week, the high arse, if you want, and a lot of people think high rear end is too highfalutin, so we'll say the high arse end or the big arse. I don't like that.
Well.
This week, look for Bobby's high arse on King Kong Boulevard at Gulliver Trail. Or this week, Bobby's high ass, you know.
So you are using the word ass.
We're trying to be relatable. You can see Bobby's, basically we're saying you can see my ass at the community center. And there is, you know, I will say this, there are sponsorship opportunities, Steve.
Yeah, like this week, see Bobby's ass at the Stop and Go, 2515 East Clam Street.
Right. And I know it sounds a little ridiculous.
Bobby, that sounds so stupid.
Really? Do you like money? Yeah.
How much money can you make?
These companies, you can say, this week you can see Bobby's ass at the Gulf Station on King Kong.
Yeah, you see Bobby's ass at the Gulf Station on Sepulveda.
Right. So.
And you'd sell out like that.
What? How am I selling out? This week, get a good long look at Bobby's ass at the KFC.
God, I mean, you know.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you for letting us know. I heard Mr. Henry laughing.
Yeah, I was laughing. I was laughing.
Why?
This week you can see my ass.
All right, if Henry's laughing, this thing's off. You know what, Phil? You are long going to regret the day that you left.
Thanks, David.
Well, do you think that thing's worth it or not?
Of course I don't think it's worth it.
It's going to. We're throwing away a lot of subscription money.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. We can take a vote. And I don't know where we're going to take the vote, but we'll take the vote. Do you want to hear the Bobby Dooley 1 week in the life of the Badoo, where she tells you the latest on her rear end and where you can see her ass? Phil, if you're going to laugh, it really is disrespectful. It is someone's religion, Phil. Oh, get the...
Hey, Phil, I never knew you to disrespect a person's religion, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Look, I got to go, but I'll tell you this. I think always err on the side of the money. Always err on the side of the money. You understand that?
Right. Always err
on the side of the money.
Got it.
Okay. David G. Hall, Hall out.
What is this?
That's Mr. Hall's. It's a theme song.
It is. It's David's theme. It's David's theme, huh? Yeah, it's from Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Thanks, David.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Hall.
Shit. Is it David?
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah, David.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. I want that played every time on the air. Because
yeah, that's great. All right, so I don't know how we'll do this, but we'll take a vote, even though we had to hang up on Bobby Dooley. Well, you're going to take a vote. You're going to have what? We'll take a vote on whether we want to add another show, a spiritual show, 1 week in the life of the Badoo, as we track where people are worshiping our ass. Is that it?
Mr. Henry, I think you're in way over your head.
Yeah, this sounds real suspect. But David says it's worth money. Yeah. I'd like to meet the advertiser that wants to fix his name to, hey, 1 week in the... This isn't 1 week in the life of the Badoo. It's 1 week in the life of Bobby Dooley's ass.
Right.
Now, General... No, I'm just sick of it. All right. We'll be back at you. World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Stay tuned. We'll be voting on whether you want... 1 week in the life of the Badoo, that is, and then, like, personal appearances of Bobby Dooley's ass. That's not quite it. Yeah, it is. I just heard somebody say, come and see Bobby Dooley's ass at the Union 76 station this week. But if you're going to let Phil, you denigrate everything that we've worked so hard for. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Surf Riot.